Penguin Random House Audio presents Last Hope Island, Britain, Occupied Europe, and the Brotherhood That Helped Turn the Tide of War, by Lynn Olson. Read for you by Arthur Morey.
Introduction. For much of its long and fabled history, Britain has done its best to stay clear of Europe and its entanglements. In the mid-1800s, Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli declared that his country, with its worldwide empire and mastery of the sea, had outgrown the continent of Europe. Almost a century after Disraeli's remark, Britons continued to view continental Europeans, and foreigners in general, as nothing but trouble. As the CBS correspondent Edward R. Murrow put it, the British were sustained by a peculiar quiet arrogance, a feeling that they are superior to other people. In the 1930s, the British stood quietly by as Hitler rose to power and began his conquest of Europe. For the sake of peace, their own peace, they did little or nothing to prevent country after country from being taken over by Germany. In the case of Czechoslovakia, they actively cooperated in its seizure. Referring to that nation in September 1938, Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain voiced the feelings of many of his countrymen when he complained, "How horrible, fantastic, incredible it is that we should be digging trenches and trying on gas masks here, because of a quarrel in a faraway country between people of whom we know nothing."